Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you'll see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back the Reverend Athena Starr. She's a renowned visionary, mystic, Reiki master, teacher, and motivational speaker. She has assisted thousands worldwide, including dignitaries and world leaders, in life transformational sessions and conferences. She does this both live and by telephone, and she works with personal and career success, relationships, and prosperity. She's a frequent guest on national TV and radio, and she is available for guest speaking, workshops, and sessions media. And so let me welcome Athena. And before I do that, folks, I'm going to ask her to give you contact information. So get out your pens and pieces of paper. Athena, how are you tonight?
Oh, we're great, David. Glad to be with you on this powerful fall equinox weekend.
Oh, yes, it is a powerful weekend, and it's going to be a beautiful weekend in upstate New York. How about Florida?
Yes, and we heard we have one more hurricane headed toward us, so we got to transmute that one.
Okay, we'll work on that from this on, too. Oh, anyhow, it's a joy to have you back. It's been a while, and Athena appears on the show periodically. And Athena, what is your best way to be contacted?
Oh, thank you. Well, the best way is directly. My email is athenastar808@gmail.com. The phone number is 808-258-1063. That's 808-258-1063. And then my website's athenastar.com, but the email on there needs to be changed, so that's why I gave them the current one. And we have specials coming up in October for teleconference I'm going to do for the harvest season and all kinds of fun. So we encourage people to get in touch. And if we can't get to all the readings tonight, I always offer a free intro reading for those we don't get to. Mm-hmm.
Well, at this point, we have 9 callers on the line, and there's another one. We'll have more. You know how that works.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we may not be able to get to everybody, but please hang in there because you never know how it's going to work. We have 56 minutes to go. And, Athena, what's new in your life?
Well, the equinox is coming up. We're doing our readings and our teleconferences and just tremendous energy coming in. We're preparing for 2020, which is a powerful manifesting year. And really, it's a year of really merging into the I Am presence for self and with the entire planet. So it's going to be a very powerful one. And everyone's really opening up to their gifts at a very magnified level now, their spiritual gifts. So the consciousness, the mass consciousness, wants peace on Earth, and that's what we've been working on, and restoring the environment and all the rest of it, unity on the planet. That's what I've been working on individually, but also we're preparing for 2020 new adventures and events and conferences. in the questions tonight, as we, I'm going to just do a short meditation for the equinox here as we begin, but also just putting out there for people who have questions tonight, just one question that's most on their mind, and we'll answer briefly that through the angels and the ascended masters and legions that I work with. And should we begin with the meditation now?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So if everyone joining, whatever level you're at in your meditations, just remember it's always good, important to be doing daily meditations, even if it's 10 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day, morning and night, or at least in the evenings. And use YouTube's beautiful music all the time they have for meditations if you don't know, if you're new at it. So just breathing in, 7 deep breaths. And as you breathe in, holding 7, releasing 7 counts, and going into the diaphragm and just really going into your heart center, holding your right hand over your heart center, which helps us focus out of our mind. The point of meditation is the breathing itself. The breath itself raises your frequencies and helps you tune into your cellular levels. And when you're holding your right hand over your heart center as much as you can when you're doing meditation, also, you're tuning into your cosmic heart and getting the focus out of the mind, the linear mind, and coming into the peace and serenity of your own being, your own mighty I Am presence. So calling in your I Am presence now, your God and Goddess self. We invoke the threefold flame, which is power, wisdom, and truth. In the name of the mighty I Am presence, we invoke the divine creator and all legions of light, ascended angelic hosts and cosmic beings to be with us tonight, linking in with each and every one gathered with us here on this beautiful radio show and extending out throughout America, the United States, North America, South America, and all 7 continents, all countries, the entirety of planet Earth and beyond, in our solar system and all solar systems and all throughout all universes, as we link in as one essence for the highest good of all. And tonight, as we tune in the opening energies of what we call fall equinox, which is a powerful time, it brings in a transformation. It's good to put out your desires and your wishes and your goals for the next cycle that we're in. It is the harvest season now, coming into the fall time, the harvest season where we harvest and bring in to fruition all the seeds that we've planted in the spring. So just allowing that now in a circle of light within yourself as the golden and violet and pink flame of light come through your center into the center of the earth through your entire being, all chakras, all levels, all dimensions, all time and all space, anchoring you as above, so below, remembering you are spirit in the body. And as we envision the beautiful golden chalice in the center of our circle that's coming in here from the etheric, that's what I'm seeing, a golden chalice. The golden chalice that encompasses all, that is, the divine, that there is infinite abundance, there is infinite wellness, there is infinite love, there is infinite attunement. There is no transcending all illusion that there's not enough. That's what's coming through. This is what the focus is for this equinox. The illusion, delusion, fear, misunderstandings of the past where we felt there was never not enough, that we couldn't have it all, that we were less than, that we weren't worthy, that there would never be enough. All of that now. Feel that all just leaving your body, leaving your being, going into the golden chalice of light and immediately being transcended into the golden light. As you merge with your own mighty I Am presence tonight, the golden pillar of light in front of you, which knows all, sees all, and is all, and has always been all, overflowing, as Jesus the Christ said long ago, when he steps forth in the presence of other ascended masters and legions, it is said that all others melt away and step back in his presence. And the question was asked, why is that, Jesus Sananda? And the answer given was, because his chalice, his cup of love runneth over for all. So it's that love, that chalice of overflowing love that we all seek to attain within ourselves. But it's the linear mind and emotional bodies, mental bodies of our being that often are the filter or get in the way of the filter of just allowing the full corridor of divine light to flow through us. And so tonight, as we're linking in with that golden chalice, feel that you feel yourself now merging with your heart center, with that chalice, that beautiful golden chalice of love, of light, of truth, of peace, of infinite abundance that runneth over for all and with all and is all, the great seeing eye of God, the all. Merge now, let that golden chalice merge with you in your heart center, become one with that infinite chalice, golden chalice. And feel that chalice of light and love enveloping the entirety of Mother Earth and her crystal grid system and all of humanity and all consciousness, all the environment, the ecology, the waters, the mountains, all that is seeking restoration, rebalancing, recalibration, repolarizing all. In oneness now as we enter this beautiful harvest season, open your heart now to receive all that is set before you in the harvest table of divine love, light, and wisdom. As we come back into our center, into the body, giving thanks, gracious gratitude opens the heart for all to receive. And now seeing all things come to you for your highest good, the highest good of all of humanity. And so it is. Thank you, Father, Mother, God.
Amen. Well, Athena, our first caller of the evening graciously agreed to let somebody go first that has to leave at 8 o'clock to go to work. And for the people that I talked to, as I mentioned before, that means you'll be going down the queue one, but we'll get to the people I talked to, and then we'll try to get to some area codes too, if we
okay.
can. Lisa is first, and Lisa, you're live.
Good evening. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you for the other members that are waiting for this. I have to work at 8. So I appreciate everybody, and I would do the
sure.
same.
And what was your name?
Thank you. It's Lisa.
Okay. Go ahead, Lisa. What is your question?
My question is related to my work right now. I just got transitioned to this new place and from the same organization. And I'm wondering, do you see me going up in my career? Do you see me going up a level? They put me at the bottom level, and I am more advanced than that, so I wanted to see
mm-hmm.
if they are
in that organization
here.
You mean, or in another organization?
Yes. No, in that organization, if they're going to
okay.
appeal my request.
Okay. And what type of work do you do, please?
It's in the healthcare.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. What state are you in?
New Jersey.
Okay. Thank you. That helps as an anchor, just so I know where people are.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they're saying, your guides are saying, your angels are saying, yes, keep working on that. Archangel Raphael comes in with you very strongly. He's the archangel overseeing with the emerald green ray, which is the master healing ray. And you're also a spiritual healer from eons back, many lifetimes. So you're also beginning to open up to your spiritual healing gifts. And so keep following through on that and get some certifications in spiritual healing modalities, because you're very gifted, I'm getting to tell you also. Yes, you are going to keep working on it. Keep calling on Raphael and also Michael, Archangel Michael, those two especially, because they're working with you on that. And
okay.
Keep visioning it, stepping into the energy. Step into the, when you meditate on it or vision it, step into the energy of already claiming it and seeing it and being in that space of the levels that you want to attain to. And yes, you are.
Okay.
I do get the sense of that is going to shift and change in the next few months. And I see you smiling between 3 and 6 months. You're smiling and very happy and radiant. And yes, so that it's a yes on that 3 times. So you've got to keep working on it, though. And then if you contact me private, well, we could also do more work with you. But I'm getting a big yes on that and a big hug from your angels on that one, Lisa. Thanks for so much
Thank
for
you.
Calling tonight.
Thanks, Lisa. Have a good night at work.
Yes, I will be listening until I have to go. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. God bless. Okay, we're going back up to Karen, who called in first. And Karen, you're live.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My question is, do you see another project or full-time work coming for me after October?
Okay, and may I ask the arena of work that you work that you're in right now, sweetie?
Right now I'm working in advertising, marketing and advertising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not so much I'm seeing it, but your guides are saying between October 15th and the end of the month, there is the energy of that. It moves forward for you. It's by then. It could be before then, but I'm getting a notice of that there is something like a new something being created or adjusted or whatever, that yes, there is a movement for you and I get more prosperity coming in too. So you're right in sync with the harvest time, aren't you?
Definitely. That's what I need. That was my next question.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
And leave no stone unturned in your outreach, they're saying, okay?
Okay, will do. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. God bless. Okay, Donna is next. Let's see, I'm trying to bring her live. We'll try it again. There you are.
Hi. Great. Thank you, David. Hi, Athena. How are you?
Good. And yourself?
Good. Thank you. I wanted to know about a relationship for me with a fellow, because about 2 months ago I was sitting in my meditation and I've been asking for a relationship to come in with the man and also more abundance. And all of a sudden I got a message that it came in very softly and gentle and said, it's coming soon. And then it filled me up with love and appreciation. So I think something's coming in for me. And I wanted to know what you were picking up, please.
So you said relationship. Is there someone that you want to ask about, or are you just opening
to
new connection?
To new.
Okay. And what state are you in, Donna?
I'm in Santa Barbara, California.
Okay, great. Yay, California. And as I said that, I feel California sending back, thank you. See, every land has devas that oversee it, so they kind of respond sometime when we bless the land and that kind of thing. So I just got a response from California saying, yes. Anyway, especially Santa Barbara, there's a lot of angels, angelic legions around there,
yes,
overseeing you. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
Okay, so let's see now. Yes, 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 Donna. Okay. There was a love song about Donna a long time ago. I remember that song. You remember that song, David?
No, mm-hmm. I don't.
The one, oh, Donna. That one?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I remember that, yep.
Okay.
I just heard that being sung etherically as I said that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all around you, the energy. So we meet people in our energy field, in our spiritually often, when we're going to enter into new relationships, we meet them spiritually, sometime months or even sometime a few years before we meet them physically. So, yes, his essence is in your energy field. Is what I'm getting. Hold on now. Let's see here. For her, your angels are really excited about this because it's like what I would call a divine life partner coming in for you. I don't use the word soulmate because we have many soulmates, especially when you're an old soul like yourself. You've had many soulmates and transitional karmic relationships and all of that. But this is like a divine life partner coming in for you, and that's why it's taken a while. And now you're coming into that space and time of being prepared and being ready. And also you had an agreement before you came in to this life. So it's coming within the next 3 to 5 months is what I'm getting for you. I mean, you're going to meet them. And you'll meet them when you're out and about in your circles. So just reflect on ways on how you can expand your circles of how you meet people. They're not saying go and sit at bars. That's not what's being said. It's like other things that you could, that you want to create or start or classes or whatever, join clubs, whatever, creativity, arts, the arts. I'm getting strong thing with the arts and culture for you with this connection. And there's an alignment spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, very good compatibility. And when you meet him, it'll be like spontaneous, like you definitely feel the connection of knowing them, and it will be, it's like the communication will be really flowing and beautiful and effortless, and but it'll start out as friends and then it develops more into serious. And I see you doing things, fun things together, and then travel and alignment with your careers as well. Feels like he has his own business and is comforted in his life. So yes, that alignment is coming in. What you want to do is every night before you go to sleep, just call to him, to so that the two of you can bond in spirit when you're sleeping. Call to your angels to help you with that, and that helps speed things up. And 2020 will be a powerful year. Definitely you'll be with your partner in the first half of the year. It's coming in. Let go of the timing. Already just step into the knowingness that you're already with him. Do things in your life that prepare for that, and it's very good. He's a little taller, handsome in your eyes, all of that. Great, good sense of humor too. Just get his heart, very good heart connection. And he's meditating to meet you. He's like focusing inwardly to meet you. So it's all good. You're on track with that.
Oh, Athena, you've made my day. Thank you so much.
Good.
I appreciate it.
Well,
thank
your
you.
Angel, you
Thanks
can think,
lot.
You know, that's what they brought through for you, and so he's already in your energy field. So just, you're doing great with that. Just know it. Step into the knowing now. It's not
yes.
that you have to be
yes.
searching for him. Know it, you see? And then
yes.
it's just you're not attached to it. Yeah, that's the key. Okay. Talk to you soon. Have a great night.
Thank you, Athena. Bye-bye. Night.
Mm-hmm.
Night, David.
Good night, Donna.
Have a good evening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have Michael next. And Michael, you're live.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, I'm in Nevada. I wanted to find out, I kind of feel a move coming on. I've inquired, I've only been in Nevada for a year, thinking about, I emailed my old sales manager in California to see if there's a, if I return to California, if there's a position. And I'm also interested in Scottsdale as well. Again, I'm just curious if you see anything extending here or making a move soon.
Okay, and then the last part of that, you said you're also interested in what?
Scottsdale, Arizona.
Oh, yes. Hold on. Is that Southern California where your field manager thing was?
Yes. Just above Southern California. Santa Barbara, where Donna's from.
Oh, okay. As soon as you said Scottsdale, Arizona, a very strong vibration came in with you on that. Have you lived there?
Yeah. And the Santa Barbara area as well. Ventura, Santa Barbara.
Okay. You're more familiar with it, yeah. I mean, you spent more time there. Yeah, Nevada is, you're coming to the end of Nevada, definitely. With Scottsdale,
okay.
Is there also a field job there, potential for you there with what you're looking for? Because I'm getting a stronger connection with Scottsdale for you. Is there
I have friends. When I lived there before, I was in sales and the restaurant industry, and I have friends in both. Who are now sales managers? I could.
Okay.
There's a connection.
Okay. Okay. That's why. Okay. Let's see here. Well, it's like both places are calling to you. That's funny. Which one is stronger? Yeah, Ventura seems to be calling stronger, the Santa Barbara Ventura. But I get that you'd be happier in Scottsdale. It's more grounding for you. And no, Ventura's calling stronger, so I'm getting a sense of that one. It worked out for you, but it's definitely time for you to move from there. Your higher self,
yeah.
You're being called to higher frequency place. The reason I said Scottsdale is because it is very high frequency, you know, there. Scottsdale and also, you know, Tucson, all that. And you resonate more with the vibrations there. You would have more attunement with the higher galactic realms there. Ventura, yes, but not, it's just a different connection for you. Maybe you're going to just travel to Scottsdale. I don't know, but just it's like your part of your soul is there in Scottsdale. It's funny. It's not funny. It's just
I'm
like
in Scottsdale, but it's really hot in the summertime. I mean, really
oh,
hot.
Oh, yeah. Yep, and it's becoming more so, correct? But Ventura,
yeah.
I do feel they're going to have an opening for you. So it feels like that's the one where the job will be, but it's perhaps that you're going to just visit Scottsdale when you are able to and connect there because you're very strongly linked there. Mm-hmm. That's what
Wonderful.
It is. So you're on the right, again, the right track. It's all aligned. Ventura is calling, and your new position is good. And then you're going to open up to new levels and new friends. And like and 2020 is great, too. It's like everybody's moving into their higher essence now, higher self, as we move into 2020. And it's time to get the show on the road, they're saying. And also more your focus with your spiritual work and foundation, something about a foundation you're going to be creating as well with some friends, and it's going to help a lot of people. So that's
awesome.
In Ventura. There's some connections there for that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I've already started with a friend who lives in Venice, so it's not too far south from there.
Oh, there you go. Okay. That's what, and it's going to be very successful. It's a global foundation. Yep. Excellent.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Keep up the great work. We'll stay in touch. Bye-bye now.
Absolutely. Thank you, David.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it. God bless.
You as well.
Thank you. Okay, moving right along. Sharon is next. And
yes,
Sharon,
hi.
Hi there.
Yes, hi. How are you guys?
Great.
Good, good. I have a question. I recently met a gentleman. I'm from New York, and I recently met a gentleman that I don't know how he feels about me. So I was wondering if you get any kind of sense of a relationship or friendship or...
His name is... What did you say his name was? David?
Oh, and no. His name is Mitch.
Okay. Dave on the brain, Athena.
I'm spacing out. Don't mind me. We're space cadets
today. That's okay.
So, you didn't tell me his name. Okay, his name is Mitch. And what does Mitch, just in general, what's the work that he does?
A medical field. Yeah.
Okay. And in New York, upstate New York?
No,
city. I love it. Okay, doesn't matter. Okay, very good. You sound like you're from upstate New York.
Oh, no.
Okay, I was from upstate New York, that's why I'm saying that. Okay, now, let's see here. Mitch. Oh, yeah, he's a really good guy, good-hearted, has a good sense of humor, too, doesn't he?
Yeah, yes.
Does, just like yourself. you were sister and brother in another lifetime, they're telling me. So you have a very good compatibility, a good understanding of each other. And also you were in another, that was one life, it was Europe, but it was, there's another life where back, way back in time, ancient times, where you were partners before, married before, ancient, like Druid civilization. That's what your guides are showing us. So you have those two, so there's a knowingness and understanding on different levels, and compatibility is good, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical. He's, as a British would say, he's keen with you, and he's opening up more. He's a little cautious, and like everyone, because, you know, we've all gone through our wounds in the past and stuff. I feel like he's working toward wanting a partner, a serious partner and long-term connection. He's working toward it, so be, you know, one step at a time with him. You don't want to push the river. Just let it flow. Let it unfold in the next few months. And, yes, and toward the end of the year, it's getting stronger and stronger. So there is a very good potential for you with that relationship. Just remember, Mercury going retrograde November 1 through the 20th of this year, everybody. So when that happens, got to just... and you can Google about that if you don't know what that is. Mercury communications planet. It just means sometime we need to step back and just kind of regroup on things. And sometimes misunderstandings or miscommunications and people delays and they miss appointments and stuff like that. So So just be aware that if that during that time, maybe there's not as much communication or something, it's okay because it's clear, and then when it goes forward, everything's good. But it is very good compatibility is what I'm getting from your guides. And they're showing me like a figure eight, golden figure eight, which is infinity symbol with you. So that's very good when they're showing that. So just continue with it. And the more you open up and show your integrity and your truthfulness, which you are, you have very good integrity, and the trust is growing, and it's good. So that's keep up the good work.
Okay, great. Perfect. Thank you so much, and many blessings. Thank you.
You too.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sharon. Okay, Tamika is next.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Tamika.
Hi. Hello.
Hi there, Tamika. Go ahead. What is your question?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I have a love question. I wanted to know what you pick up from me and someone named Frank, if you see how he feels about me, if you see any sort of future relationship or love life or love anything between us. And what's going on with him?
Okay, so, what does Frank do? What kind of work?
He works as a biller in the doctor's office that I also work at. We both work in a doctor's office currently.
So you work together?
Yeah.
Okay. That's difficult sometimes, as you know, because, yeah. People, he's a little, I feel like he's open, but he's a little hesitant because of the situation, because if it didn't work out, blah, 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 right? You know, difficult when you're working with someone if something doesn't work out. So he's a little more closed emotionally is what I'm getting. He's not fully open to a relationship situation. That's why he's slow and cautious. That's why you're asking. That's why you don't know. So with that, I go with the flow. Don't push him. Just let him keep making the, you know, like, yeah, just don't push him, what I'm getting. But also leave the doorway open to other people, others in your life, because it just, hold on. So your guides are saying there's someone else better that's around you that you haven't met yet that's coming into your life within the next 3 months. So to remain open, don't close the door on that, and you're going to meet them when you're out and about, and there's better compatibility. That's why I was getting this hesitancy. It's not quite the right alignment for you. I don't know why, but that's what they're saying. That's what's coming in. Michael, Archangel Michael connects with you very strongly. So keep calling on him in this situation. And I'm not sure what it is, but it'll be revealed to you soon why they're saying that. But not to worry, because you're going to have a good partner in 2020, within the first half of it, that a partner, someone that is potential for a long-term partner is what I'm trying to say. But just remain open to other options is what they're saying. Okay?
Yeah, we were seeing each other. We were seeing each other since like last August, October, and everything was going fine. I feel like we still have something special between us, but yeah, he is cautious, so I kind of just, you know, let it be. But I still have feelings for him, and I don't know if he still has feelings for me, and I was hoping that, you know, like we would get back together. But I'm just wondering, you know, like, how does he feel and if that's going to happen?
Okay, so he doesn't have the depth of feelings that you have, and that's not something you can push or whatever. He does care about you, but he doesn't have the depth of feelings, and he's there's someone else around him, And so he's just not there yet. He's not within himself ready for that kind of alignment. And he's not clear with you in what he really wants. He's wishy-washy, and that's why they're saying that. Okay?
He has someone else around him?
Yeah.
What does that
There's
mean?
There's someone
like
else.
He's involved
there's
with
someone,
somebody else?
What does that mean? It means there's someone else of interest that is pulling on him, that's interested in him. Not in the office, but someone else in his life. He's just not sure. He's wishy. They're saying for some reason he's not emotionally fully available and on the same level as you are. He doesn't have the depth of feelings that you have. That's all I'm going to say on that. I need to go to the next person, but I can work with you more in private on that situation, sweetie, but don't give up hope. We're not saying that, but I'm just getting from your guides like a caution. And Michael, Archangel Michael's helping you with this situation. But there is someone else that you, the depth of love that you have, they're going to return that to you fully. And you haven't met them yet. So they're just saying remain open to that. That's all. Okay?
Okay.
Good night, Tamika. God bless.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to move into area codes, and please be patient, stay on the line. We only have 18 and a half minutes left, so we're not going to be able to get to everyone. The first area code we're calling on is area code 305, and you're live. What is your first name, please?
My first name is Eileen.
Hi, Eileen.
And hi, you guys. Athena.
Hi there.
Hi there, Athena. I love what you talk about. I totally get the 1, 2, 3 about manifestation, about seeing it and being. I was working on somebody today, and she felt the energy come from me, from God, through it, through my hands into her hands. So I am I'm doing a proposal, and I'm doing a sketch right now for painting a column in this store that is now going to be a bunch of little shops in there in my town, and will they accept my proposal and pay me what I'm worth?
Your proposal for what? What is the proposal
painting
for?
Painting an 11-foot column and also painting a 5-foot by 5-foot peacock sculpture. It would be my fourth one. And then I got another company that I just sent the same proposal to that won another peacock sculpture from me. I'm an artist, a full-time professional artist, and
yeah,
I have
got it,
a
got
way
it.
With color.
Beautiful. Yeah, I love peacocks. Oh, that's a wonderful symbol. Yes. Many blessings. In Hinduism, peacock is a...
transformational and spiritual.
Divine
word,
blessing.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they're all over my town.
Well, gosh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why they won't accept your proposal for that. That when you're saying the set of stores or whatever other project. Yes, I getting that they will for that column. There might be some adjustments with the proposal. There'll be some adjustments or something maybe in the pricing or the something. But yes, it will be. It will be accepted. There's some adjustments going to be made, and I'm getting yes. They will be talking with you. You'll be negotiating or discussing and that kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, your work is beautiful, beautiful. Are you in California too?
No, I'm in South Florida. I'm down in Miami.
Oh, wow. Wonderful.
Yeah. When you're in Florida, you have a 954 phone number?
No, I have my Hawaii cell phone. I'm in Southwest Florida. But my phone is 808-258-1063.
Yeah, I saw.
Yeah.
But you also have on your
it's Hawaii.
Website,
I kept my Hawaii cell phone because I lived there 20 years. But I'm more up near Sarasota. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I'm down the directional diagonal to you.
Very good.
Okay.
Beautiful.
And you know that girl Donna. I feel that my twin flame partner, you know, my divine partner is coming in too. And, everything you told her, I know mine's on his way too. I know. And the other night I actually felt
like art and culture, the arts. You knew him, just a second, you knew him in at the time of the Renaissance and the Medici families and that time. You lived in that time also, and you were part of that whole creation, the time of the Renaissance, with all the artisans and everything, where they had they made their wealth from sheep's wool, from exporting the wool for clothing all over the world, the Medici family, and that's what started the Renaissance. They had so much wealth that then they funded the Renaissance, the artisans and the inventors and all of that. So you're part of that whole creation at that time. So when you were talking about the peacocks and it's like that. Anyway, that's flashing in. But you knew him then, around that time. You knew Michelangelo and stuff like that. So you and he, your partner, go back to that. So when you meet him, you will have a soul recognition. And yes, he's looking for you too. He meditates to tune in and meeting you. And it's not long, far away as well. So just, keep merging with that and knowing it and welcoming him to...
Oh, yes, I did. And I had a dream of him, and I felt him all around me, literally, physically, for the first time.
Oh, how exciting.
I know.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I know.
You're very telepathic, too, when you meet him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm telepathic anyway. But I had...
I mean, with
me
him...
Once,
the two of you would be so telepathic, you'll be bouncing off of each other.
Oh, good. Oh, good. I'm in training now with a bunch of my friends, so it works really well. But somebody told me that I mix the colors from Michelangelo. I could see that. Because a lot of times, all the time, people see my work and they go, the color, because I connect them to spirit.
Yeah.
Through the physical pathway.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. I'll send you an email.
Yeah.
But I didn't get your email.
Beautiful.
I got AthenaStar 808. My numbers are 8, too.
AthenaStar808 at Gmail, sweetie.
Gmail. All right.
Yeah.
Gmail.
AthenaStar808@gmail.com. Yeah.
Anyway,
it's beautiful your
book.
Work and. We love artists, right, David?
Yes, we do. Absolutely.
Well, I'll stay in touch with you. Thank you, David. I love your show. I love your energy. It's so peaceful.
Oh.
You're
thanks,
on the scale
Eileen.
Of balance. Yes.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you so
You're
much
welcome.
For the feedback.
All right.
Okay,
hey,
have
Athena,
a good night.
Keep shining your light. Okay, hon. Bye.
Good
Bye-bye.
Night. Okay. Moving on, we have area code 929 who's been on the line for a long time. What is your first name, please?
Hey, David. Hey, this is Terry. How are you today?
Good, Terry. And you?
I'm not bad. I'm just doing a little bit of laundry.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you for your patience, Terry.
Thank you.
Sure. Say hello to Athena.
Hello, Athena. How are you?
Hello.
Hi,
good,
how are
good.
You today?
Go ahead. What are your questions today?
Ma'am. Okay, so in January, I'm going to start looking for a new job. I would love to go back into a corporation. And just trying to see what's the best way. Should I sign up with, for example, the top agencies in regards to executive assistants or admin assistants?
Yes, that's a great start right there.
Okay.
Executive assistant, yes. And also, don't they have personal assistants too? I don't mean someone, getting coffee for someone, but the personal assistant realm too, you'd be excellent in that. But executive assistant, yes. I mean, that in that same level,
Okay.
Definitely. And I guess they don't have headhunters for that, But yes, your guides are saying also leave no stone unturned in terms of your outreach. Even at Indeed.com, sometimes if you just peruse that Indeed.com or their sites like that, you'll also maybe come up with some other positions that you might do a search on as well,
okay.
Or titles of them or something with that. And they just flashed in Indeed.com. I don't never know why they're doing it, but that's part of that. And also blanket search, like say 5 or 10 companies that you would like to work with, corporations, and just contact them directly. You're very professional with a really good cover letter and your shining resume, and call them, the human resources, and get your information in their hands personally, deliver it personally, or have it couriered over or something. Not just email, but blanket search means go directly and contact the corporations directly, because a lot of times they have the openings coming up, something's coming up, and they're not advertising it, and they also like that personal connection. And when you have that, then that's better, okay, because you may actually connect with the right one directly yourself, they're saying, because you tune in well, and don't be afraid of everything's. Leave no stone unturned. Everything's possible in terms of your outreach on that. And, yes, you're going to have that new position in the early part of 2020. It's good. And also there'll be room for advancement. You're on track with that, sweetie.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sounds excellent. I love it. Okay. Sounds good. I will be doing a personal with you, okay, as well.
Okay. Nice to talk with you again, sweetie. I think I remember you from before. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Terry. God bless. Okay. Again, we're not going to be able to get to everybody. So even though Athena has mentioned it in passing, I'm going to ask her to put out her contact information, because the remaining numbers of people on the line were not present at the very beginning of the show. So, Athena, would you put out your email and telephone number once again?
Oh, okay. Thank you. We got some more people linking in with us. That's great. Yes. So my direct email is just athenastar808@gmail.com. And athenastar808@gmail.com. And then the phone number directly for scheduling sessions, and I can send you information, get on the email list and all that for our teleconferences monthly. Also would be 808-258-1063, 808-258-1063. I lived in Hawaii for over 20 years. That's why I still have that phone source, but I'm in Southwest Florida. And I'm spacing out. The website is athenastar.com, but that's not on there. That's not the email you want. The correct current email is athenastar808@gmail. It's the most direct way. And we look forward to talking to you soon. I also, if we can't get to everyone tonight for an intro call, I also offer a free one question intro reading for you. You could call me and we'll schedule that in the next few days. It's complimentary if we don't get to you tonight. I always offer that for David's clients, and that would be great to talk to you directly. And we will let you know what's coming up for our conferences next month.
Now, if somebody takes advantage of your offer, I trust that if they want a longer reading, that they can book that, and then you give them, 5 or 10 minutes for free?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because you may indeed want to get more in-depth, folks, when you contact Athena, instead of just having a thumbnail reading, which, you know, might provide some useful information, but it's just a thumbnail of what you could receive from Athena. So keep that in mind. And we're going to go to area code 610. And what is your first name, please?
First name is Sonia.
Hi, Sonia. How are you tonight?
Hi, thank you. I'm not too bad. Enjoying the weather.
Good. Say hello to Athena.
Hey, Athena. Love your show.
Yes, it's David's show, but we're doing it together. Go ahead, Sonia. How can we help tonight, please?
I wanted to ask a question about my career. I've been in this company for 2 years now, and so far it's been great, but I wanted to see what you're picking up from me as far as, you know, any promotions or advancements.
Sure. And what type of work do you do, sweetie? Are you in an office?
I work in a technology field. I'm a technical support engineer, so I deal with clients and and software issues all day long.
Yep. Very tedious, yep. But you're very good at what you do, and they rely on you. You're like the Rock of Gibraltar around there is what I'm getting. They know that you can get to the bottom of things. You're literally like the Rock of Gibraltar. They depend on you very much, and you're high integrity and above and beyond the call. So, yes, you definitely deserve a promotion, so we're going to give you one.
Thank you, Athena.
We're going to give you, your angels are giving you a promotion. If nobody else is, don't worry about it. Anyways, that company has very tight budgetary stuff. Whatever that company is what I'm getting. Whoever's controlling the funds and stuff, they're very tight with their funds. They could have given, that could have been done a long while ago. So they're kind of rigid in that way. But, however, yes, I do get in the new year promotion coming for you, more abundance within, okay, let's see here. Within, your guides are kind of showing me within 3 to 5 months, something like that, an advancement. You're not wanting to leave to go to another company, right?
No, at least not right now. But here's the thing. I was going to go back to, I thought about going back to grad school, but you won't believe how expensive it is. So, and I don't want to get myself in debt, but there is a particular software that I've been working on, not in the administrative side. And there's a lot of things I can do to learn on my own. I can become certified. And I've been connecting a lot of folks on LinkedIn that are that. I've been examining them and analyzing what they do, reading up on things. So that is my goal. My goal is to become the administrator for that software and build my way up. And I wanted to see what you're picking up from me as far as that education.
Yep. I'm getting absolutely yes. That bingo. That's what your guys are saying. Bingo. Yes. Absolutely, right there, what you just said, that software, it's like you'll know it on the back of your hand. You pick up very quickly. You're very adept, and that will progress.
Now,
that's like the leaping.
Become
that's
going to
help you with the leap,
Becoming these administrator certified for that, because I got to take a test at some point.
That's not a problem. You're going to ace it, is what I'm getting. That's the springboard. They're showing you on a springboard. You know, like when you're diving into a pool, the springboard, you're at the springboard with that. Yes.
I see. And are you picking up a time frame for that?
You will ace that test and go for it. That is the route. Yes, that's going to advance you in your company. And if not in that company, another one, but that's why you're going to have the advancement in 2020, yes. Very well. And you can teach people, too, when you're done. You're very astute. So go for it.
Right.
Okay?
Because there are administrators of the software that we have. I mean, I use it in a different capacity to manage the tickets.
We only have 60 seconds left, David.
Yeah, we're going to need to start closing, Sonia. But thank you for calling.
Okay.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye. And I think I should mention that if you have had a session with Athena before or you got a reading tonight, please be respectful and don't try to get another freebie. This is for people she hasn't reached tonight, so keep that in mind. And with that said, let's close. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no such thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.
Thank you.
Good night, and God bless everybody.